I just typed some text in, hit the submit, and I was pretty blown away with the quality of the video that came up with just my text prompts. And, you know, there was an aerial view coming down. And again, it's all stock image, but it looked incredibly well done. Hey everyone, this is Norm Farrar, aka The Beard Guy here, and welcome to another Lunch with Norm, the e-commerce and Amazon FBA podcast. Today, we're going to be discussing how to use AI for video creation and editing. And we're going to talk about how does AI help in the world of videos, how is AI built into Pictory, and how can Amazon sellers use Pictory to create incredible videos? Welcome to another Lunch with Norm, the e-commerce and Amazon FBA podcast. All right, like I mentioned, today we're going to be talking about how to use AI for video creation and editing. Our guest is an engineer turned serial entrepreneur. He is currently building an innovative software company called Pictory that uses artificial intelligence to enable anyone to turn their message into engaging video content quickly and easily. So this is a returning guest, Vikram Shalana, and we will be talking to him in a second, but let's have a word from our sponsor. And Kelsey, I'm going to just read seller basics. All right, here we go. Hey, everyone, or hey, Amazon sellers, not just anyone, Amazon sellers, ever faced with account suspensions, ASIN hiccups, or IP headaches? Introducing Seller Basics, your Amazon accounts guardian. With just $99 a month, or code NORM, you get it for $89 a month. Seller Basics offers a dedicated team to shield your business from these challenges. Plus, this membership offers free legal consultations from seasoned e-commerce attorneys. There's no long-term contracts, and you can cancel with just a month's notice. You can view Seller Basics as your Amazon accounts health plan, and you can check them out at sellerbasics.com. Now for the disclaimer. Seller Basics is not an insurer or law firm. Consultations come from independent firms. Results may vary. Membership is needed before events leading to claims, and terms apply. All right, that's it. Now let's get back to Kill. And now sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, and welcome Vikram. How are you, sir?
Hey, you know, I'm very good. How are you?
Pretty good, and very excited that not only that you're on the show today, but you've accepted our invitation for May 1st, so I can't wait.
I'm super excited about it. And thank you for having me again. I remember last year we did this show and we got a lot of good, I got a lot of good feedback from our audiences and they telling us that, hey, they heard us, they heard about Pictory at your podcast and it got good coverage and I'm happy to be here. And I'm really excited about that May 1st event because I love living on the edge and doing live demos. So I'm looking forward to that, a 6-minute demo of using AI tools for something.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. Live sometimes can put you in the fetal position. I've experienced it.
Yes.
Yeah. So now let's talk about, you know, what's going on. I've talked about with you about Pictory. But I want to know a bit more what's going on with AI and video right now. It looks like things are just moving crazy.
Yeah. It's been a crazy last 12 months to 14 months for us. But then the industry is just like, there is so much happening around AI and video. So everything kind of, I wanted to take you all back to the ChatGPT moment, right? Mm-hmm. November of 2022, and ChatGPT was announced, and then they started. It was all text, and it was great. It was responding. Then you saw DALL-E. They announced DALL-E, which was very cool. It was to generate images from prompts, from text prompts, and And that blew me away. Like, you could say, hey, give me this product image in this setting and in the style of Van Gogh or whatever, and it would create a fantastic image. And now, and if you must have been, if you have missed the announcement about Sora that came out from OpenAI a few months ago, I mean, that just is mind-blowing tech. I mean, amazing Hollywood level video creation, just starting from text prompts, and it's coming. I mean, it's like, this is still early. Nobody has access to it. We don't have access to it. None of this. So they're working with a very close group of people, and they're going to create. They're going after the Hollywood production houses, and you probably heard news about, you know, people stopping creating new studios because they're like, you know, we want to see what AI has to offer. So there's a lot coming from that point of view as well, and there's other companies like Runway and again, they're all kind of in this text to video. Either you can edit videos that images and put them in like different settings and have them move around, or you can create something new from scratch. And so this field is exploding, and we've been kind of, we feel like we're living on a bleeding edge of technology, and we've been riding this wave for the last year, 14 months or so, and it's been a fantastic journey for us at Pictory.
So you've been on the cutting edge, like you said, of this technology, and now with companies similar to Runway or Sora coming out, do you worry about that?
Absolutely. I mean, there's some things that, because it's what the way our technology is different is we are still using stock imagery. So you could say, hey, give me a script, and perhaps with a combination of stock imagery and your product images that you may already have, we can create a video with a set of scenes that tell the story. Now, if with Sora and Runway, you're gonna basically, it's all gonna be generated. So there's no stock imagery. So there's gonna be some realism that you miss from that, but they're getting so realistic. So what we're hoping for is we can work with some of these companies and we can put them integrated within our product. So instead of using stock images for some scenes, we can generate images or videos that don't match the ideal stock video. So I worry about it, but I also am excited about potentially partnering with some of these companies.
Now, I'm kind of curious. You're an entrepreneur. You see this change coming. You jumped into Pictory, and it's hot. If it got to a point where you saw, and I'm not saying this is going to happen, but is it where you try to become more of an innovative company, or do you say, oh, this company is the next Amazon in, when it comes to video, and look for another opportunity elsewhere?
Yeah. So, and I've done this many times. Like I've built previous companies and this, I mean, there's this concept of red ocean and blue ocean, which you probably heard of it, right? I mean, if you're kind of in this super competitive space, everybody's trying to go after the same audience. It's really hard to compete unless you find your niche. And the niche could be either a unique need that you serve from the customer point of view, a specific type of customer, or it could be a specific type of technology that only you have that nobody else has. So you always have to, and that exercise is almost always ongoing in any company, even in large companies, because they're always trying to re-niche themselves, refine their product market fit, if you will. And that will be the journey for us is we're trying to figure out, okay, we have a certain product. We have tens of thousands of paying customers who like it, who really use it and find value in it. What is it that we're doing for them? How can we keep doing it better for them? How can we find customers, more customers like that, and keep our niche really stable and grow with it? And that'll be the journey. That'll be the consistent journey that we all have to face. And then something else will come up, and then we'll repivot to a different niche.
Right. And that's what makes entrepreneurs special, because they can pivot. It doesn't take, you know, years to pivot. It can be very quick. I was really impressed. The first time you were on the podcast, I knew about your company. I saw some examples, and then I had the opportunity to go in, and we were doing something with Walmart, and I just typed some text in, hit the submit, and I was pretty blown away with the quality of the video that came up with just my text prompts. And, you know, there was an aerial view coming down, and again, it's all stock image, but it looked incredibly well done.
So, you know, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I don't know how you get Pictory to do that. And there's a lot, we're going to get into the other areas of the app as well, but something simple, I couldn't even imagine doing anything like that a year and a half ago. And now, within seconds, I can have a video generated with the text that I wanted to go in and some pretty very good graphics.
Yeah. So to kind of simplify it for the audience, what the technology is, for at least for us. I mean, there's the Sora technology and the Midjourney and the Lightning. That's slightly different. That's more generative videos where they diffuse pixels and all that stuff. So that one is a different technology. What Pictory's technology is, in a simple sense, is we've reduced it to a search problem. So when you give it a piece of text, say as your Walmart example, you might have about Walmart or some product specific text that you've given. We work on understanding the text, and then we try to search for the best matching set of visuals that tell the story that you're trying to tell in that piece of text. And so we've kind of morphed it into a search problem. And the way we search is again a text search, because we are basically, we're looking at all the stock visuals, the stock libraries, like we license things from Getty and Storyblocks and Shutterstock and the like. Every stock visual, stock video, or stock image has a descriptive text telling us what it is about and various parameters. So we then search in that text space and find the best matching visuals. Now, we've made it so good over time because we've had a lot of customers who've used it. We've had like 4 or 5 million people who've used our product. And we learn from that. And we've gotten better and better and better. So our search has gotten so good now that, you know, it feels like magic when they get the results back. So it's literally like we've reduced it to a very good search engine for images and videos.
I'm curious. We have e-commerce, we have Amazon sellers or just different marketplace sellers, and there's all sorts of other businesses. What groups are using your app the most?
So I would say our app, the best use case of our app is making kind of videos that help teach people about something. So if you have a new type of product and then you're trying to teach the world about, hey, this is how this product works, or this is what it can do for you. So instead of ads, it's not great creating ads because ads have a different sense. It's very short and they have a lot of like very snazzy animations. This is more of teaching or educational videos. So marketers, Amazon sellers, e-commerce sellers who need to create videos educating the world about their product, this is a great tool for that, for educational videos. And then the other group of customers that we have is educators themselves, like teachers and course creators and professors and L&D professionals and companies. Educators use it to create their educational videos, but they also can create like marketing videos to market their products that they're selling, which is usually digital courses and stuff like that. So that's the other group of users that we have.
And if you have a video, so you've got your own video that you've created, maybe you've put it on Loom and you want to upload that. And also you have a specific product image. You can upload those images as well into Pictory to be part of the custom video, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can create, it can search through that. You can pick those. You can replace the stock videos with your uploaded product images or product videos. And then if you have a Loom video that you, for example, recorded, you can use Pictory to also edit those videos. So as an example, like you may have a long video and then you kind of rambled on, or maybe you had a lot of filler words, uhs and ums. And we have easy ways to kind of remove the filler words, silences.
I love that.
Edit. Caption and create short snippets from it, and things like that.
So you mean when Kelsey complains that I say anyways too many times, he could just go in and cut out my anyways?
Absolutely, yes.
There you go, Kels. But this is, as a seller, as an Amazon seller, or even if you're on Shopify, this is fantastic because, like Vikram was just saying, you can take these, let's just as an example. So we've probably all used influencers at this time. And as long as you've got the consent that you can use the ad or the video that the influencer produced for you, what we do is sometimes we'll have an influencer and we might go to a company like Billo and they'll go out and they'll create a video or Zon video. And then we can take that video and cut two or three of these little segments together where you could see certain things that the influencer is pointing out. And then you can upload it. And it's just the amount of flexibility that you need or that you have is incredible. And we all know that on Amazon, right now, under the product listing page, you could put a bunch of videos up there that now when somebody clicks on a video, the whole slide deck comes up with your images and videos, and you can create a ton of custom videos very inexpensively. Now, this is important. Sorry, Vikram, I'm just going to go down a little rabbit hole here. But if you're a seller, one of the things you don't want to do is have your competition come and put their videos under your related video section. Well, what's the best way to fill that section up? I'm talking about completely fill it up, is to do these custom videos, do the benefits, do the features, do the how-tos, do the ingredients, do whatever you want. And if you have a little bit of money and you're going to an influencer, if you're going through a platform like Billo or Zon Video, you know, you can cut these pieces all together. Now you fill that up. The only real expense, if you're not creative, I would just go to a very simple graphic artist, a good graphic artist, and you can find them on Fiverr, is to make thumbnails. And you have your logo and you have your, you know, how to or the benefit or the ingredients, you know, how to use it, and you fill it up. And guess what? When somebody comes looking at your listing, now you look more optimized. So, and by the way, if you have premium AI, you can use it there, A+, and you can also use it in your storefront. There's no reason why you don't have a video right now or professional looking video. You know, a lot of us, you might use a different app that you have to do it yourself, and you put an image in and then you put this, the font in. That's okay for images, but for video, I'm telling you that this is a way that you can fill up those slots in no time at all. So I just wanted to bring out that point.
And that's great. I mean, I use the concept of repurposing and just repurpose your content. Influencer videos, just repurpose them into multiple types of videos, cut them, clip them. You have blog pages, perhaps repurpose them into videos. You have any kind of content, you can repurpose that into short videos.
Yeah, and that's built into the Pictory app as well. So, yes. I mean, that's a nice handy feature. Looking for repurposing, it takes seconds really to get a clip. And another thing that I could talk about, you just mentioned it a little earlier, is you can take out those crazy ahs and so's and actuallys, all those filler words that you don't want in your video. Now, you were talking about that there was, I think you were saying this the last time, that at some point you were looking at if you wanted to add a piece, a sentence, or a phrase into a video, let's say into this podcast, and I wanted to say a sentence more, that the technology was coming out where you could just type into the transcript and it could take my image and continue talking like I would be talking. Has that come out yet?
Not yet. It's complex. We're still working on it. I think that's one that the voice part we have a pretty good handle on. So,
right.
So we're going to have a concept of voice cloning in our app soon, perhaps like next few months. But the, you know, taking your image and continuing it together, that's hard.
I would think so.
There's a lot of research. I'm sure you've seen like news articles about Google has a thing they released recently called Vlogger, or they haven't released, they just announced that they've published some papers around that, which is exactly that kind of a thing. So I'm hoping like some of these two technologies become available, and we see Pictory as kind of a conglomeration of the best of breed technologies within a nice, easy to use product.
Right. And it is easy to use. Okay. So I don't see any questions yet, but if you're listening, we have a ton of listeners on right now. If you're listening and you want to ask Vikram a question, now's the time to ask. And if you think, I don't want to ask this question, it's too basic, well, I can guarantee you that somebody here wants to ask that same question. So please put your questions in the comments section. We're here for another 30 minutes, and we are at the bottom of the hour. And because there's a lot of new listeners, if you've never listened to this podcast before, we do something special at the top of the hour, and that's a giveaway. And we call that the Wheel of Kelsey. So to enter, it's just hashtag Wheel of Kelsey. Tag two people, you get a second entry. And Vikram, what do we have for a giveaway today? I know what it is, and this is pretty cool.
Yeah, so for that special winner, we're going to give away one whole year of Pictory subscription for free.
That's crazy.
So you can try it out, and you can create videos for your product. And yeah.
So we're one super full year. That. It's a starter package, right?
Yep.
Yeah. One full year and you'll love it. Whoever gets this, that's a bonus. So this is one of the better prizes that we've given away. This is crazy. So hashtag wheel of Kelsey and tag two people. You'll get a second entry. Now, Kels, I'm going to talk a little bit about start, scale, exit, repeat for 2 seconds. All right. For those of you who listen to this podcast, you hear me talking about this book all the time. By the way, I don't have an affiliate code with this. This is just a buddy's book I read, and I said that this was awesome. I thought it was one of the best business books I've ever read. He asked me my honest opinion, and that's what I told him. And anyways, see, now Kelsey can just hit that button in Pictory, and that anyways will be deleted. But Start, Scale, Exit, Repeat is a very unique book about business by Colin Campbell. He starts off by breaking these into each module. You start how to start a business, scale it, exit, and then repeat. He then breaks it into four other sections where I'm just turning to the start, to the part. So in start, you have story, people, money, and systems. And in each one of the other modules, you have the same. And then they're broken down into subcategories. It's a reference book. And Colin doesn't like me saying reference book, but I know as an entrepreneur, I would take a look at and try to look up different situations that come up with this book. It's awesome. The other thing I can tell you about this is that it's 400 pages with 200 interviews from some of the top entrepreneurs around the world, like Joe Foster, the founder of Reebok, Vern Harnish. There's great people in here. So check it out. It's available on Amazon. Let's see, soft cover, hardcover, and on Kindle. And it's also available on Audible. All right, now let's go back. By the way, it just seems like those comments were just going crazy while I was talking about it. I'm not sure if we got any questions, but I think we did. Okay. I want to just talk about Pictory and the different things that you can do with it. So we're targeting Amazon and e-commerce sellers here. We've talked a little bit about the text to video and also a bit about repurposing, but what else can Pictory do for a seller?
If you are writing articles, we have an article to video function. So we can read the article, summarize it, and help create a video from that article. We also have a function which will basically, you know, and I saw this question pop up in there, is if you have your own images, can you just upload them and create some videos? So there's a function called visuals to video. Basically, you just upload images in there and it will create a video from those images. So different options, but the main thing is what we covered already is the text to video, the script to video, as I call it. And then the second one is taking an existing longer form video and creating short snippets, clips out of it, and also being able to edit those videos.
So endless easily. Content.
Yep, lots of content that right. can be created.
Yeah. And I like the idea that you just talked about from images to video. So you could take your slide deck, or it could be your A+ content images, throw them up there, and then create a video from those images with the infographics or the points, bullet points beside it. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, images to video. And then we are working on something. You talked about slide deck. We're working on something that'll understand a slide deck, like a PowerPoint deck or a Google slide deck, and automatically convert that to a nice video, more engaging form of a PowerPoint. So that's something coming soon.
You know, this isn't, this has nothing to do with video, but just something, this is just time saver. So I have to write a lot of presentations, and most of the time I have somebody create the aesthetics of it, put the copy in, and I kind of approve it. But this time, there was nobody around. I did it on my own. and I went in to ChatGPT. I asked and got the slides broken down with 3 points on each slide. There was 29 slides. I asked it to shorten it, so I got it down to 21 slides. I took that and I put it into a custom GPT. It created the graphics for the slide deck and put it into a PowerPoint. I went in and made the the small revisions and presented it, and nobody could tell it was AI generated. It was a beautiful presentation. I did that about 8 months ago, and there's definitely you could tell that it was more of an AI. The aesthetics were more AI, but now I fed it different presentations that I did in the past. So it got the idea of the colors that I liked. I always like a certain color of orange, black, gray, and white. And I was shocked. Like, it was very, very good.
That's really cool. I'm going to use that too. I'm going to find it. But yeah, my goal is to take the output of that and then convert that to a video. So you can do the whole thing and perhaps even like clone your voice. So it'll actually have that in Norm's voice presented in the form of a video.
You know, that would be cool. I never thought about putting my presentations into video.
Yeah.
There we go. All right. Oh, do you have, I know you have a plugin or a custom GPT. So
Yes. Can
we talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So it's called Pictory GPT on the GPT store. You can, mm-hmm. you can find it. And basically, yeah, you can give it prompts like, create just if you have an idea, I want to create a script. I want to create a video about why do cats purr. I can just give it a little thing and just that could be my prompt, and it'll ask you who the audience is, what's the format, like you want a horizontal video, vertical video, you want to add a voiceover. It'll basically, with two or three questions, it'll create a video right there. And then you can go inside Pictory, and if you need to edit it, or you can just take it as is. And so it's this is one of the things I was going to show in the May 1st demo, is that custom GPT.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. And it can read shopping sites. It can read Amazon listings. And so you can just say, hey, create a video from this Amazon listing page or this e-commerce page. And then it'll read all that, extract the key points, and then create a video from that.
I didn't know it could do that. Wow.
Yeah. So that's it doesn't read the images or the visuals yet, but it'll actually do most of the text part yet. So quickly.
And then you take the text and you bring it in, and it'll take that text and convert it to a video.
Do a video right now. It'll create use stock visuals, but then you can quickly go in there and replace the stock visuals, say with your product videos.
So that's one way that an Amazon seller can use it without getting into any May 1st hacks.
Yes.
is there any other ways that Amazon sellers can use Pictory?
So again, as I was talking about before, like, you know, the how-to videos or any kind of educational content that you need to create around your product, you can just, you probably already have the script for it, or you could, again, ask ChatGPT for a script.
Right.
And say, hey, give me a script and then put that script into Pictory and then create a video, replace some of the stock visuals with your own product visuals, and boom, you have video. So you can have like so much content that you can generate very quickly with Pictory.
So one of my favorite sites in the space is called SkillLeap. I watch it. I'm a member, and I watch videos that come out every week. And if you're looking to learn more about Pictory and training, there is a module in SkillLeap that goes through Pictory, and it's just, you know, it's just nice having that extra training there. So Asaj goes through it, and he just, you know, just tells you exactly what to do. So if you're interested in that, you know, check it out at SkillLeap. And Saj is going to also be part of the May 1st AI conference. So if you're interested, head over to SkillLeap. Kels, do we have a discount? I'm not 100% sure.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. So take advantage of that if you're interested in it. Luke is saying the Pictory sounds are amazing. The capabilities of Pictory sounds are amazing. You want to address that?
Yeah. So we do have, by the way, we have voiceovers and music. We have lots of audio effects. And the voiceovers, we've recently partnered with, if you've heard of 11 Labs.
Oh, yeah.
They have some of the best voices.
Yeah.
So we've recently partnered with 11 Labs. So you don't have to, like, it's all inside Pictory. You don't have to go outside. We show you premium voices, and you can just pick any of the 11 Labs voices, and they show up right there. They sound, and they're very realistic, and so that's for the voiceover. And then we also have thousands of music tracks, so you can apply any of the music tracks. It automatically, the AI automatically will pick out a right music track for your script, because it understands the scripts and then tries to find the best track for that genre and the type of music that should go with it. But there's thousands of tracks that you can change. So there's music, and then there's voiceover, automatically gets applied to the video.
So if you're a member over at 11 Labs and you have your own voice in 11, can you import that into Pictory?
You can import that. Yes, absolutely. So if you've created not directly, like, you cannot say, I want to pick Norm's voice and narrate whatever script is in there. But you can create the voiceover in 11 Lab and then bring that 11 Lab voice for your own voice, for example, into Pictory. So, and then it'll automatically, Pictory will automatically sync it with the video scenes and all that stuff.
All right. Fantastic. All right, Kels, unless there's something else, my questions are done. Vikram, is there anything else that you'd like to add, or we can go over to the viewers or listeners' questions?
One thing I wanted to add also is we do have a discount code for the listeners here, and I shared it before. It's Norm20. So anybody who wants to purchase Pictory, you can get a 20% discount, life for life.
Wow, and, that's awesome.
And it's available, and I can type that in.
Okay. Well, I think Kelsey has been putting it in. I saw him put a link over. All right, Kels, let's go over to the questions.
All right. So we touched on this just recently, but if there's anything else to add from Rad, can Pictory integrate with other AI for voice narration? Additionally, is it possible to create it in Photoshop and then integrate it into Pictory?
So we don't. We have three sources of voices right now. We have 11 Labs voices. Those are the premium voices. We have Google voices, and we have Amazon voices. So, and that there's like about almost 100 voices as a combination of that. Now, if you have other voices that you want to bring over, like say you've cloned your own voice in a different tool, like 11 Labs allows you to clone it. So what you can then do is it doesn't integrate directly with those or with any other tools, but you can generate the voices outside, and then you can bring the generated voices into Pictory, and it'll sync it with your video. So that's one of the unique functionalities that we have, and we make it really easy to do. And the other question about Photoshop, and it doesn't integrate with Photoshop, but if you've created scenes, specific images using Photoshop, you can import them into Pictory and then use them in the video and have that. So we have people do that very commonly from Canva or from Photoshop. They'll just import the images or short video clips and use them in the final Pictory video.
All right. I think we have one more question.
Yep, we have one more from Pyro Ant. Does Pictory plan have or adding AI avatars?
It's coming. Yes, we're working on them right now. So then we can create a bearded guy, for example, and we can have it talk just like Norm. And we're working on it. It's again, as we mentioned before, it's a harder technology. But there are good tools available, and we are we're working on it. So before the end of the year, we should have avatars in our offer.
I just thought of one last question. Where do you think the video side of AI is going in the next year?
It's moving really fast, Norm. And so, like, I couldn't have predicted the outputs that are as good as the things that are coming from Sora, for example, that would have come out by this time. And so I think we're going to see, it's still very expensive, and it's very time consuming to create those videos. So I feel like over time, over the next few years, we'll see some of those capabilities come at a reasonable cost, at a reasonable speed. And so it'll be available for all the kinds of users. But I can imagine, like, a marketer, an e-commerce seller, people like you and me, Norm, should be able to just create like Hollywood quality videos in the next few years with the tools that are coming out.
Wow. And no unions.
Yeah, but I mean, so there, like, I think I see it as two different things, right? There is the higher end videos that will continue to improve, and the movies that people are creating. I mean, there'll be a huge leap we'll see over there too. But the idea of like a bunch of normal business people like us being able to create videos and empowered to create videos, that's going to be the bigger revolution here than the Hollywood revolution.
Yeah, I was mentioning, I've talked about this on the podcast, but I was trying to see the quality that ChatGPT, without hallucinating, could create a really incredible novel. And I'm not talking, I'm talking about references, 17 pages of reference, just on the character briefs, the outline, this plot, the subplots, themes, and a huge difference. Now I started just playing around with it, and I've done it 3 or 4 times just to see the different output, and the quality of the output that I've got from ChatGPT 4 and Claude 3 are incredible. Like, they're totally different novels, way more suspense. It's a dark thriller, and I don't think anybody could tell that it wasn't generated by AI. Now, I go in and I edit it. Only a couple chapters in. It's not like you just press the button. I think there's more writing than there is in a regular novel to get the proper prompting. But it's just crazy how things are moving, and the quality of the product once you learn how to put in the prompt.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's what you take care of. Like, at the end of the day, that's what you do.
Yeah, we're making it easy so you don't have to even put the prompts in.
Right. Okay, Kels, I don't think we have any other questions. Why don't we go to the final sponsor? We'll come back with the Wheel of Kelsey. And if you haven't joined the Wheel of Kelsey, it's hashtag Wheel of Kelsey, tag 2 people, and you'll get a second entry. And we've got a super prize. It's 1 year of the starter package at Pictory. All right, we'll be back shortly. Facing cash flow challenges with your e-commerce business? Discover Viably, your ultimate financial ally. From real-time sales data integrations to immediate funding access, Viably is here to support you. Plan your growth with their free tool for online sellers and engage with specialists whenever you need. Extend your cash flow with Viably. All right, we are back. Kelsey.
All right, it's that time. Here is the Wheel of Kelsey.
It's time for the Wheel of Kelsey.
Wow, tons of people today.
Yes, just double checking and make sure
our name's in there, right, Kels?
Of course, of course.
Okay, twice.
All right, we're gonna shuffle these up. If you are the winner, please email me kate@lunchwithnorm.com to receive your prize. And good luck, everyone. It looks like
who got it? Tony.
Tony.
Is that Tony Sagar?
No, this is the Tony from YouTube.
Oh, okay. Well, congrats, Tony.
All right. Congratulations. And if you are not the winner, if you're not Tony, don't worry. There's still a 20% coupon code.
For life.
So Norm20, or if you use the link that we have, the pictory.ai, that includes that link as well. So that will work as well. So everyone's a winner.
Okay. So Vikram, people want to try Pictory out. How do they get a hold of the company?
Oh yeah, it's easy. Pictory.ai is our website, and just go there. You'll see the button to start a free trial, and we make it really easy to get started on it. And once you get in there, there's tons of training videos and all that stuff that will get you going. It's much very easy to get started.
Want more great information? Don't forget to subscribe by clicking here. Also, if you want to check out our latest podcast, click over here. Lunch with Norm.